coach completing the sweep, your thoughts on the team's efforts today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did a good job coming out and being disciplined and swinging the bats early. I wasn't necessarily happy with our bats at the end. I thought that we had opportunities to score. You know, we got to do a better job capitalizing. We have runners in scoring position, and whether that's just like putting the ball on the ground, moving them, hitting behind them, you know, we have to own that part a little bit more. I think we've had a couple times this year with bases loaded or second and third, and we've hit three pop-ups in a row. So just the discipline to get on top of things and get better pitches. Sometimes I think we get excited to hit and get a little greedy, and instead of taking walks, we're just swinging at anything. So, you know, I'm really proud of the kids. They knew their job was to come in here and win three games this weekend, and they did just that. And I thought Allie Bowes was obviously phenomenal. I think in 14 innings, she might have had four hits and, you know, one hit by pitch. But, you know, to me, she obviously kept us in this game. And, you know, when offense does what they're supposed to do, you know, it makes it more comfortable to go out to the mound and kind of spin and execute her pitches.
She made a couple of plays against UConn, but did she get any better as a defender at third?
Yeah, I mean, I think for her, like, we've worked on different areas this year in terms of being, you know, kind of playing close up, playing close to the line, playing in the 5-6 hole. You know, so I think for us, we've just kind of created a little bit more of a dynamic of her playing in different spots. And, you know, we obviously study hitters prior to playing. And, you know, for her, I think she's doing a really great job covering the line. But, no, I think you're right. I feel like she really turned it on at UConn. And, you know, her defense has been spectacular since.
You talked yesterday about potentially getting both pitchers. Was it into the game? Was it just a matter of rolling with the hot hand today?
Yeah, I mean, I think Allie obviously yesterday looked incredible, and I think coming out today, you know, I had the mindset they both warmed up, they were both ready to go. But obviously, as you could tell, Allie was just dominant. You know, so if they're not really generating anything and they're hitting weak ground balls, weak fly balls, you know, she's the person to go to. So, you know, every single weekend is going to be a toss up. I think that we have two number ones, and they're two great pitchers. So, you know, for us right now, I think, you know, we're going to keep rolling the dice with, you know, whoever looks good that weekend. They're probably going to get the two games, and they both know that at any point someone can come in behind them to help each other out. So I do think it's a really great tandem and two really different pitchers who offset each other well.
Both games you guys had an opportunity to really blow it open in the first inning and didn't capitalize. What would you like to see from the first inning specifically, trying to push ahead early?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, and, you know, I kind of said it earlier, we've got to hit behind people. We've got to put the ball on the ground, and we have to allow a pitcher to walk us if she's going to walk us. You know, so I think for us, just like passing the bat and getting our kids to go through 1 through 9 through the lineup, like, consistently. I mean, the more times we face them, the better off it is. And, you know, I know they kept changing their pitchers. I think we saw all five this weekend. But, you know, for us, that discipline, like, we should be really tough to get out 1 through 9. And I felt like we gave them some easy outs at different points where it could have been crucial for us to, you know, separate ourselves. And that's our big thing this year, separate ourselves. You know, we don't need to play with anybody, you know what I mean? Like, continue to push the boundaries where we're, you know, significantly ahead, or where our pitch is significantly better, or our defense is, like, you know, we don't need to, like, hang around or let teams hang around, because unfortunately that's when, you know, you drop a game or two. So I think for us, like, that's kind of been, you know, how we've been operating. But yeah, you're right. No, we had opportunities that we didn't capitalize on, and we got to get better at that this week.
And then what do you want to see from your midweek series?
Yeah, I mean, Harvard's a really scrappy team. I think they're really good in the Ivy League. So, you know, we obviously have familiarity with them. But I think for us, I think just getting kids into a better spot. So there's always things that we're going to work on. Our conference is what our primary focus is. So, you know, we'll probably use Tuesday to Allie and, you know, Avery will both throw. But we'll definitely utilize it to get some people to a better spot. Because, you know, I think if we have a really great 1 through 9 and then have some depth on the bench, it's a tough team to beat.
Double game win streak again. How do you think the team's kind of handling the streak, or is it something they're not even thinking about right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're paying attention to it too much. I think for us, it's, you know, we play the preseason we play so we can compete and, you know, figure out what we need to work on and be exposed in certain areas. And, you know, we'll play the best of the best for that reason. So I think we come back here, you know, our expectation is to play at a really high level, at a fast level, you know, to, you know, continue to kind of push what we can do. And, you know, so I think for them right now, it's, you know, they get back to the Northeast and there's a little excitement to play at home, but it's also to kind of show, like, you know, hey, we had a really tough, you know, preseason, and now we're ready. We're prepared to go.